Greetings. You are listening to Christian Radio WYYC, York, Pennsylvania, presenting the 15 minutes of the End Time Matrix, hosted by CephasMinistry.com, P.O. Box 351944, Westminster, Colorado 80035. Phone is 303-452-1104. Your host is Rita Williams. People always ask, what does the word Cephas mean and how do you spell it? Read John 1:42 and 1 Peter 2:5. The Bible states Cephas represents a stone. Cephas is spelled C-E-P-H-A-S, C as in Charles, E as in Erna, P as in Paul, H as in health, A as in Acres, S as in Sam. The reason I have to bring up the preliminaries again is not to bore you, but to let newcomers know what this program is about. Matrix is most likely another unfamiliar concept if listeners have not seen the movie Matrix. Webster's Dictionary states the following. Matrix is something like a mold or womb that gives form, foundation, or origin to something else enclosed inside of it. Matrix can apply to many concepts. Take a womb, for instance, in which a baby is conceived. The mother's body nourishes the growing child but has no idea what kind of individual the child is going to be once it is outside of the womb. This program will be about exposing the matrix, the something that is inside the matrix are the listeners to this program, who may or may not be caught up in the matrix. Your eternal life could be in jeopardy if you don't pay close attention to this program. It will be packed with information that you need to know to see if you are the something that is inside the matrix. The programs will be downloadable at cephas-radio.com. The reason for this broadcast is Pope Francis. He suddenly came on the scene and seemingly like a messiah attracts people of faith, interfaith, Hollywood, media, and even atheists to himself like no other pope has before. Why is that? Who is Pope Francis? And I'll get to that later. To help you understand why we are where we are today, I have to go back in history to show the undercurrent that may pull people suddenly into the abyss. Even though Francis tells people that he doesn't have much time left before he will die, he travels from one country to another. To his own amazement, he is greeted by thousands expressing euphoria. Many are moved to tears, hoping he will be an acting savior, even though his message is about worldly issues like global warming, poverty, and tolerance. Most believers are pro-Israel, but Pope Francis is pro-Palestinians, who are Muslims. What I have noticed recently as Christians seem to go the same way. Why are they moving in the direction of Islam? Do listeners know that Christianity and Islam have developed a new movement named Chrislam, in spite of the fact that Christians are taught in 2 Corinthians 6:15 that what concord has Christ with Belial, or what part has he that believeth with an infidel? In one of the last books in the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 1 through 13, King James Version, the prophet describes what God told him. Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men. God promises that he will be the glory in Jerusalem again. The Lord told Zion to come home because he wants them to know him and rejoice because he plans to live in the midst of them. The verses end with, And the Lord shall inherit Judah his portion in the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. I'm going to quote from a booklet by Wilson Uwin, who is known worldwide as a prolific writer about the Vatican some 40 years. He was born and raised in Canada and gave his life to Christ at age 13. He entered the London Canada Bible Institute after getting a secular college degree in 1945, graduated in 1953. Excuse me. One of the books is titled Quebec's Impending Fate, A Communist State. This is what the U.S. administration is bringing on in conjunction with Pope Francis. 1. Quoting from a booklet, the chilling significance of Pope John Paul's October 22, 1996 address, The One World Church by Wilson Uwin in 1997. The booklet begins with a dedication to summarize the reason Wilson wrote the booklet. God's servant Joshua told the people, "Choose you this day whom you will serve." And likewise, Elijah the prophet said, "How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him, but if Baal, then follow him." 2 Kings 18:21. In a parallel situation, but on a global scale, today's humanity is faced with an even more critical choice: atheism or God. Follows on the first position claim there is no God. This indeed is the foundation stone of Marxism, international socialism, or communism. Traditionally, the Vatican has always been opposed to this, but her militant belief in the existence of God has changed over the past few decades. As shown throughout these pages, the Church of Rome is now a Marxist church. Before many, it still proclaims there is a God. Before others, however, it is building a close association with global atheists. For its part, international socialism has begun wearing a cloak of evolutionary naturalism. This has softened the appearance of atheism so that some creationists are now molding a certain harmony with evolutionists. Yet evolutionary naturalism and biblical theism are in reality two deadly opposites and irreconcilable opponents. The entire world is locked into this mortal struggle, and there are really only two camps. The first became visible in recent years through the ecumenism launched by Vatican II Council. Besides including many other groups, it has now engulfed most evangelicals into its web. The story of how this occurred should be considered essential reading by all present believers in Christ. A detailed account is given in the book New Naturalism 2 by author John Ashbrook. It is introduced in this booklet on page 26. The entire ecumenical movement is far advanced in its efforts to bring all religions of the world together under the canopy of the Vatican. An actual photo of this embryonic one world order is shown in the booklet's center page. a phenomenal yet genuine reality of God's prophetic word being fulfilled is now taking place. An urgent need for discernment. At the same time, a political wing is being attached to the global religious unit, and the two combined to form a one world order. Tragically, the majority of Earth's population is blissfully unaware of this. At any moment, all will be in place and the system launched into operation without warning. Dedication of this booklet comes, therefore, with a genuine sense of urgency. It is given first to those believers in Christ who, sincerely unaware, perhaps are willing followers and partners in any phase of the ecumenical movement. Prayer is made that God's warning may be needed as He ordered in the following passage. Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, that ye receive not of her plagues. Revelation 18:4. The booklet is also dedicated to those readers who will still be practicing Roman Catholics. This writer has spent 40 years in a ministry of love and respect for them. It was a work in which the Bible, its gospel, and message of truth were presented. This came to a people whose church had closed the Bible to them and refused access to it throughout the past 900 years. All such restrictions came to a halt with the death of conservative Pope Pius XII in October 1958 and the election of Angelo Giuseppe Roncalli's successor. Only 90 days later, the new and liberal Pope John XXIII made this first extremely unexpected announcement of his plan to convoke the Church's 21st Ecumenical Council, the first since Vatican I of 1869-70. The 80-year-old Pope John gently chided the prophets of doom within the Church and spoke of the world's need for the medicine of mercy. Doubtless, the dying Pope could sense the awful price his Church would pay for such medicine. However, he had also carefully measured the fatal cost to the Vatican if it chose to remain with the prevailing status quo. To John and the popes who followed, with the exception of John Paul I, the only hope for the Church to survive in the raging political and social storm was to proceed. The Vatican's did, and the doom within the Church has never ceased to deepen. Therefore, the following pages come first as a sympathetic message to those few and diminishing numbers who still remain faithful to their Church. The booklet is also dedicated to the majority of Roman Catholics who have chosen to no longer attend a practice. Finally, the booklet is dedicated to those local churches, groups, pastors, and local and gospel workers who still maintain the separatist position. May each be helped to understand more fully the vital issues of 2 Corinthians 6:14 through 18 as they relate to the chaos of the present world. The hour of our redemption is indeed near. Signed by Wilson Uwin, EWIN. The transcript will be published on our website at cephas-radio.com. Subscribe to our monthly newsletter, go-cephas.com. God be with you. Shalom. Rita Williams, cephasministry.com.